running around all over the place. I've got about 65 shows on the books so far, a lot more coming.
That's great, man. You've been playing out, you know, over the years. You never stopped. And now you've got here, just making sure that people understand, you're coming to the Gordon Center. I'm not familiar with this venue. It's brand new to me. It's really cool from what I'm hearing about. And it's just outside the Beltway. And then you have a gig the very next night at Ramshead on Stage, which is Annapolis. And that's a fun place.
Well, I'm looking forward to all of them. I tell you, I like to keep going.
Yeah. Well, you're going strong, man. Hey, whenever someone says, hey, Mr. American Pie, you know, that's the end of the Don McLean story. Bull-ish. Vincent was a number one song.
Yes.
It was.
It was.
I mean, that's it. That, you know, end of story. You got
actually, Crying was number one, too, all over the world. My version of Crying, Roy Orbison's song.
Uh-huh.
That was a number one record also all over the world. I think it was number five in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then I had about six or seven other top 20 songs like Dreidel and Castles in the Air and I Love You So, Wonderful Baby, songs like that. There were never blockbusters, but there are songs that people know, and the albums always sold well. The first albums I made in the 1970s, most of those went gold around the world. So I've been touring, you know, the world, really. You know, the catalog that I got out there in the 1970s, those five or six albums that I made.
1971 was American Pie, but I went to College Park, University of Maryland in the 80s, pretty much the whole decade because it took me that long. But there's a bar, Don, there was a bar that, I'm serious, man, when American Pie came on, it was a ritual, and it was a whole...
Oh, that's so great.
Oh, it was a process, man. I mean, like, everybody had whatever they were going to do in certain lines.
That's great.
And, oh, it was awesome, man. Awesome.
Well, you know, I'm so glad I gave something to people that they really love and that they found useful. I mean, there's always some sort of a parody. Recently, there's a one on YouTube called The Day Collusion Died, and it's very good. I mean, I couldn't think this up if I, you know, went to work at it. It's brilliant.
That's wild. When you play it live, is it 8 minutes or is it 20 minutes?
Well, I do a reprise, too. You know, the audience gets really happy, you know, and so I say, oh, you want to sing it a little bit more? So we do a little more.
Right.
And, you know, but I do all the songs in the show, and we have a great group from Nashville that I've been working with. You can see us. We've been playing some of the biggest, we play big places and small places, but we played some of the biggest festivals around Stagecoach in Indio a few years back on YouTube, and Glastonbury, where we started there. That's also on YouTube. So you get an idea of kind of what we do.
That's wild, man, Glastonbury. That's crazy. Hey, you know, when you search Don McLean, you get Don McGann and Don McLean kind of equal. You're top. And then you look closer, and people also search for Jim Croce, Buddy Holly, of course, and John Denver.
Well, the Denver connection was never really there, but the Croce one was a Croce. Jim Croce was a friend of mine.
Wow.
In college. I didn't want to go to college. I wanted to just get out there and start singing. There was a whole lot of places you could sing, and I got through high school. You know, it took me as long as it took you to go to college to get through high school. And I finally got out, and I just wanted to work, you know. And but my mother said, no, you have to go to college. She was adamant about that. So I went to Villanova for about 4 months. And it was a great school, but it just wasn't for me. But Jim Croce was an upperclassman. He was what we used to call a big man on campus. Everybody knew him, and he had singing groups. And, you know, this is before he developed the persona that he became famous for, the kind of the truck driver, you know, with the cigar and all that. That was not him then.
Wow.
He's a very smart guy. He was studying psychology. He wanted to work with children. He was a very compassionate person and very funny. And he would have been a huge star. He is anyway, but I mean, had he managed to live, he would have adapted. He had a lot of talents.
any new people like Jim and Leroy Brown? I mean, you know, I didn't know them, but I'm sure they were pretty formidable opponents.
Well, he was a real interesting record collector. He had crazy records that he would collect, and I think his son inherited his record collection. And he would sing funny little songs as well as write these kind of songs. But he was very capable. I mean, if you look at Operator, if you look at some of the more sensitive things that he wrote, he was just a big talent, you know, and a very nice person. But he didn't have a damn bit of good luck. I mean, that's the one thing. He got taken advantage of by a lot of people and put there out on the road, and they ran his tail off, which is one thing they do when you're young, is they work you to death. In the old days, they used to do that, and they literally did work him to death.
My goodness. And Jim Croce went to Villanova. Wow. That's 90 miles from here.
Graduated too. Had one of those big rings and the whole bit.
Man. That is so wild. We're talking with Don McLean. Don, you're a legend. You know that. But when the articles start coming out about your 20-something girlfriend, how do you feel about that?
I'm delighted.
Yeah.
You know, I have a great girlfriend. She goes everywhere with me. She's a big friend of the band, and she sells merchandise. She'll come to the show
Awesome. Just
to see her.
Wow, so she'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
She's on tour. Hey, that's great. You know what? When you see somebody and it's meant to be, that's it. You know, that's the way I look at it.
That's what I say.
And I'm getting older, so I'm looking at some possibilities there, too, someday there, mister. I've been in this town and on the radio for so long that I think I could have a 25-year-old girlfriend if I tried hard. I don't know.
Why not?
That says something about you. That says you're vital and you are ready, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for a rocking chair. I don't want to be in that old drooling zone. I mean, man, I really have a blast with my girlfriend, and we go all over. We've been in over 200 cities in the last 2.5 years.
Man.
We're doing a world tour, and I'll continue doing Australia, and then after that, the Far East. That'll be probably next year, starting around April, and the rest of the time, all these dates in the United States. And so it's a blast. I'm just having the best time.
That's great, man. I tell you what, Don McLean, Gordon Center, September 7th. Don't miss a chance to see him at Ramset on stage, where you can really talk to the audience and tell stories and do whatever you want to there. That's on the 8th. And wow, here comes Don McLean. Thank you for coming on with us, man. I've always wanted to talk to you.
Great talking to you. I enjoyed speaking to you.
Thank you, man. Thanks. I'm Stash, and I'll be here. Hopefully, my contract is 5 years. So,
okay, all right.
You never know, but you can call me back, man. And thanks so much, Don. We'll see you,
anytime.
Man.
Anytime.
All right,
thank
dude.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.